Chapter 5. We want to leave China. One day, my father, uncle, and I met in the marketplace. Uncle Maffeo said, "We never planned to stay in China so long." Father said, "I haven't seen the canals of Venice for 17 years." "The Khan is becoming very old," I said. "If he dies, his enemies could kill us. It will be a dangerous place for us here without him." "You're right," Uncle Maffeo said. "There are many jealous people in the Khan's court. But how can we leave now? The Khan loves us. He'll never permit us to go."
"Oh, he'll understand," Father said. "Tomorrow we'll talk to him and ask if we can go back to Venice. We're not prisoners in China. It won't be a problem. He's probably tired of us by now."
Unfortunately, my father was wrong, very wrong. We approached the throne of the Khan and said, "Great Emperor, we have served you for 17 years. Will you now permit us to go home?" The Khan was angry. "Why do you want to leave China?" he asked. "Do you really want to take another long, dangerous journey? Don't you like this country?"
"We do, Great Khan," Father said. "But we want to see our family and friends in Venice. We are very far from home."
"Home?" the Khan repeated. "This is your home."
"Yes, Great Khan," my father said. "But we've got another home."
The Khan took his bag of gold. "I'll give you gold if you stay." Father said, "Great Khan, you are very generous, but we don't want your money. We simply want to see Venice again." The Khan was silent and looked very unhappy. Then he said, "No, you must stay here with me. Nobody is leaving China."
We were becoming desperate. The Great Khan wasn't cruel, but he was very old and a little crazy. "If we escape, his servants will find us and kill us," I thought. "But if we stay, angry Mongols can kill us after he dies. What can we do?"
One of my jobs at court was to read and answer the Khan's letters and messages. One day, I read a request from the Ilkhan Argun, the governor of Persia. "To His Royal Majesty Kublai Khan, Emperor of the Mongol Empire. Sadly, my wife died a few days ago. Before she died, she told me, 'If you marry again, the bride must belong to the Khan family.' And so, I am sending three of my best noblemen, Ulatai, Apuska, and Goza, to Your Majesty's court. Their mission is to select a new bride for me. Please assist them, because I am very sad and lonely. Ilkhan Argun, Governor of Persia." The letter gave me an idea. I could become friends with the Persian noblemen, and we could guide them on the journey back to Persia. Then, when we were far from China, we could escape. The plan worked like magic. The Khan selected a bride for Argun, his daughter, Kokachin. She was 17, intelligent, and very beautiful. A lovely queen for Argun.
"But father," Kokachin said, "Argun is very old."
"Don't worry, daughter," the Khan said. "He's a good man. He'll be a kind husband, and you'll govern Persia with him." That night, the Persian nobleman approached the Khan. "Your Majesty, can the Polos accompany us on our journey back to Persia? They are our friends. They travelled the route before and can help us." But the Khan didn't answer them, and this made me afraid. The next day, Kublai Khan called me into his room. I was very frightened. The Khan looked at me and said,
I am very angry. Why do you want to leave this great country? I felt terrible, but then I said, Master, please don't be angry. Why should I permit this? Khan asked. If you permit us to go, we'll tell the entire world about the great Kublai Khan, I answered. All right, you can go, the Khan said. But be careful. It's a long, dangerous journey for my daughter Kokachin, the future queen of Persia. You must protect her. I thanked him and left the room. Then I went to see my father and uncle. We're going home, I said. It was going to be the biggest wedding of all time. The plan was to sail from China to Singapore, to Sumatra, to India, and then across the Arabian Sea. Hundreds of people joined us. We needed 14 ships to take Kokachin to Argun, and Kublai Khan personally inspected every ship. Then he gave us 3 gold tablets. If anybody refuses to let you through, show them a gold tablet of the Khan dynasty, he said. Then they will know that these are the ships of the great Kublai Khan. Nobody will fight Kublai Khan. It was time for the beautiful Kokachin to say goodbye to her father. There were tears in her eyes. The Khan waved goodbye as the ships left the port. He was sad to say goodbye to his daughter and his ambassadors from Venice.